And good morning and welcome once again. It is time now for our one-on-one with the pros, but today we call it Car Talk with Brad Dungis, and Brad Dungis is in here with us today, and we've got ourselves a nice little cool day going on here today, but you know what? I'm pretty well convinced that all your vehicles have a furnace and a fiddle in them.
Yeah, they do these days. Maybe even a heated steering wheel and seats and the remote start system. They all come in handy this time of year when you're seeing these cold temperatures come around the corner and they're on their our doorstep, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Well, with Thanksgiving in the air and in Christmas around the corner, we also have some great deals on automobiles and other vehicles too, including trucks, SUVs, you name it.
That's right. This
is the season to be saving.
It is a big time of year. We've definitely got our biggest deals of the year kicked off. We've been doing a big promotion this week. The first annual Dungis Turkey Giveaway, actually. And this is not the... Do you remember the WKRP turkey drop, Tom? Do you remember that?
Lord is my witness, turkeys can fly.
I love that show. But anyway, we are giving away turkeys this week. All you have to do is bring in some canned food items. Those are for Mary Martha. We're doing a canned food drive. And you may have received a mailer about this with some great discounts on all our inventory. We've got every vehicle priced to sell, our lowest prices on the windshield of every vehicle. So it's a great time to come out by. There's no games, no gimmicks, no hoops to jump through. To get your turkey, it's a pretty simple process. It's just our way of saying thank you to the community for selling cars in Oklahoma now for 91 years since those first days in 1929 in Tonkawa, a long time ago. And we're just thankful to our people at the store and the community for making that possible.
Wow, indeed. So what do we got? What's on the front burner today?
Well, people may have heard about this. So there was a big announcement Sunday night that the Ford Mach-E has now been revealed.
We hinted at this recently,
but now you can get looks at it, and the whole program has been announced. Ford did a big internet launch on the vehicle Sunday night, and the reservation system is now open. If you haven't heard, this is Ford leaping into the future with the Mustang brand and the all-new 2021 Mustang Mach-E. It's an all-electric SUV that features all the benefits you've loved about the Mustang, the sporty, aggressive styling and performance, but with this modern technology and the mobility for new generations. And you know, the Mach-E is a performance vehicle, but it's in a great class in that small SUV size. It is the first Mustang that's breaking out of the two-door coupe mold, and we're really excited about it. We're still a ways off on the production of the vehicle. Ford is going to have a reservation system that'll allow them to really know what people want and build the right cars for everybody. And they're hoping to sell out on the 40,000 they're going to produce in this first year during the reservation system. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in the vehicle, while it is almost 12 months away till we'll have the vehicle, you can start your planning on it now. In order to make your reservation, you do need to make a $500 deposit, but that is refundable. At that point, you get to start the configuration of your vehicle, and then that'll be confirmed later in the process as they start building the vehicles. You'll have a chance to go in and modify some things and finish your vehicle so you get exactly what you want, and you can order it right to your specifications this first time. We've already had orders here in Bartlesville, and we are going to be an electric vehicle dealer for Ford and have that and for Lincoln, actually. It's a really, if you didn't see the announcement, it's a really stunning vehicle. It's beautiful, has a great design, but it might be most impressive is the technology in the vehicle, or the way that it interfaces with people, with styling inside, like so many Fords now. It's really a great design. It's got several different charging systems that you can do for different range of and speed of charging, but it's also really flexible. It can charge in just about any power source that you can plug into. So it's pretty flexible.
That's good.
And and Ford's made it possible, and they want to have charging available to all through all the commercial charging stations out there. So Ford has made relationships with virtually every charging system out there in the country. There's not many in Oklahoma right now because we don't have a large electric vehicle market at this point. But out there in areas where there's a few more of these and higher populations, you have companies that have these stations out in the community. And so your Ford will be able, through your phone, to be able to identify those places and help you get charged for your vehicle if you ever needed to. Obviously, it'll charge at home. It's a really neat thing for us. Our team is excited to help you with it. You can check it all out online at Ford.com or go to either our Facebook page or our website, and you can get the process started too. Be sure to select Dungis as your dealer when you make your reservation.
Want to make sure it gets here.
Want to make it gets here to Bartlesville. Make sure it gets here to Bartlesville. But it's a really exciting time for us. And like I said, there's quite a buzz out there about this vehicle. I was at a dealer meeting on Sunday when they did the announcement, and we all had orders that first morning. So for every dealer in the room, there were 20 of us there. We all had orders. So it's really a neat time, and I think the vehicle is going to be really well received. It's one of the things people will notice on it is it really is fun to drive. It's going to be a real performance vehicle, and it's going to fit into that Mustang heritage that we're used to with the Mustang. So much other good stuff coming from Ford. We, you know, people are continue to come in and ask about the new Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a ways off too, but it's created a lot of excitement for
fun
people.
Fun again.
Yes, that's true. But in the meantime, of course, don't forget about the Ranger. The all new Ranger has come back. It's a great smaller truck than the F-150.
They're fun to drive.
They really are fun to drive. And this new one, you've got to check it out. It's an adventure seeker's truck. It's really there's all kinds of great customization stuff available whatever you're into in the outdoors, for hunting, fishing, biking, you know, boating, all that. You know, there's setups for this vehicle to help you get to where you want to go and have the fun you want to have. And, you know, that's what we're seeing so much in our business now is, you know, not only the lifestyle that people want to use their vehicles with, but the fact that we've got to adapt our business to that so that, you know, so that you don't have to spend your weekend at the dealership buying a car. I mean, so much of it's about making it easy, putting the information online, helping you get the process started, and then so that when it comes time to buy, we can really move along quickly and handle all your needs so you can get back to the more important stuff, the fun stuff you like to do in your life. I know everybody's so busy these days, yeah. and you know, it's the same for us. But come on out this week and check out the turkey giveaway if you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, and come on out and see us and look, check out all the great car deals too. If you got the flyer, there's a listing of many great deals in there. We've got cars as low as $39 a week. That's a 2020 Toyota Corolla. It's a lease offering on that. We've got a Tundra that's about $7,800 off on a Tundra. We've got $5,700 off on Highlanders. And Highlanders right now have, you know, all of them have great deals. That's just one example. But they have a great rebate right now, and that's pretty unique. Lincolns have really good deals, too. Every Lincoln has a 0% for 60 on it. All of them do. And so that's a great deal. And many have cash rebates also that can be combined with that. On the Ford side, we've got great deals on everything from the EcoSport on up to the Super Duty trucks, great selection of F-150s, starting to get some 2020 model F-150s in. You know, and that's what's really driving all this time of year is the end of the year is coming, and the model year in changeover is going to be through here pretty soon on every vehicle will be moved on into the 2020s. And that means we've got to sell any 2019s that are left. We even have a couple of 2018s that are at really deep discounts right now. So you come on out to the lot. Like I said, everything is discounted there. Our sales team is ready to help you. And if you have any questions, give us a shout or go online and you can chat with us. We're there all the time to help you. Anything you need in your automotive concerns.
Well, this new vehicle that we were talking about earlier, the Mach-E,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost like you can tailor make your car. I mean,
well, it is like that.
That is really something else. I don't think I've ever seen something like that.
There's a few of the vehicles that have been launched in the reservation system. I think Dodge had one on one of their high-performance vehicles mm-hmm. recently this year, and then Tesla with their Model E has had and a few of their vehicles has had sign-up systems. But this is unique for Ford. But there's going to be some, you can check it out online. There's actually five different models of this. So there are some choices. They've come out with, right now, there's going to be just a few of the first edition. That's a limited run of just a few. So if you're interested in that, you might want to jump on it. And then they're going to have the premium model also in this first round. They're going to be several other ones, a GT version, a California RT1 edition, and Select also. And they'll range, I think MSRP starts at around $43,895 for the Select and goes up to just around $60,000, $60,500 on the GT model. You also may be eligible for your for the federal, there's a tax rebate that comes with incentive that comes with your purchase of an all-electric vehicle still. So, and Ford has a lot of those left, so you'll be able to apply that. If I'm not mistaken, it's $7,500 still. For Ford, so you get that on top of your vehicle purchase, and it's going to be really exciting. I think we're guaranteed to get at least three. Hopefully, we'll get many more reservations on that. We will have one eventually here that we'll be able to show you. The first one that gets allocated to us is actually going to be a demonstration vehicle mm-hmm. that we'll use to demonstrate the features of the vehicle and show our customers what's going on with it. We'll have to keep that one in service before we sell it for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll give everybody a chance to check it out. You know, we've had for years, if you go online and look for a charging station in Bartlesville, you'll see that we are one of the few places in town that you can find a charging system. We have a public one outside on the north end of the Ford store towards Quick Trip,
mm-hmm.
And then one in the service facility also so that we can service these vehicles. Over the next few months, we'll be installing more charging stations and more equipment in the service department so we can service these vehicles. One thing that's, you know, we know at the dealer meeting, we were talking a lot about what's going to change when we start driving more of these vehicles. And it's going to be a long time before these are a big part of the makeup. Mm-hmm. But still, we're going to need to service even if we just have one out there. And so the battery itself is quite heavy. And so we're going to have to buy a special lift that will be able to lower and raise the battery if it needs ever to be removed from the vehicle. And then some other equipment that allows us to service those. But I think when people get into the electric vehicle, they'll realize that there just isn't that much maintenance required. It's a pretty inexpensive kind of vehicle to operate. You're maybe mostly just replacing tires and windshield wipers, your brakes, things like that, low-end maintenance. You're not going to have to change your oil. And with so many fewer mechanical systems, you're not likely to have as many breakdowns. So I think it's going to be as we move into this era, it's going to be a really attractive to people and pretty economical. And, you know, we got to figure out some of the infrastructure stuff of getting the power to people. And, you know, obviously you want to understand that's making sense. But everybody's got to make their own judgment on that, and how they drive the vehicle make a big difference too.
Got a couple questions about the electric vehicles and the charging and stuff like that. How long does it take to charge a vehicle?
Well, there are actually two different systems on on this. You can have it where it goes in up to, if I'm not mistaken, the first one is, let me see if I can find that without making it up at this point. I should know, but we've just been learning all this. Okay, so you're going to have a range of either between a rear-wheel drive and all-wheel drive will, first of all, be a little bit different.
Sure.
On a rear-wheel drive, it'll be on the standard battery range. You can get 230 miles on a single charge. On all-wheel drive, it's 210. With the extended range battery, you can get 300 on a rear-wheel drive and 270 on that extended range battery. So, and then the time it takes to charge is actually dependent on the kind of power that you have. So
sure.
there's a couple of different cords you can use, and it'll depend on the power. A fast charging system will do it in 3 to 4 hours. On the slowest charge, just plugged into a wall outlet, it could probably take, it'll take longer, probably overnight, 8 to 10 hours would get most of it. But there's a range. You can check all that out, and you know it'll give you how long with this cord, you get this many miles in an hour. So
sure.
It kind of gives you a way to calculate that and get a feel for it yourself.
That's the reason I ask, because so many of us have our minds geared toward gas, how much gas you got, how long it's going to go, and then you know. Couple minutes and stuff like that.
And being able to fill up in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm out of fuel, and we're so used to
transitioning
that.
The mind thought.
We're so used to that. And, you know, that's something we got to begin to think about. But truthfully, I mean, if you live in Bartlesville and you work in Bartlesville.
Plug in overnight, you're not going to miss it.
How many miles are you driving normally?
It's true.
You know, and
me
I think,
too.
And, you know, of course, there's different versions of electric vehicles. This is a battery electric vehicle, which is 100% electric driven. They're also what they call plug-in hybrid vehicles, which essentially have a hybrid battery system in it that recharges and helps it maintain itself, but also has a plug-in system, so it can be full electric at time, but also has a gasoline engine with its battery that can go when you don't have access to a charger. So those we have several of those already, and there'll be a new Escape version of that out next year. Actually, before the Mach-E hits the ground, we'll have the all-new Escape version of that in it. We have the brand new Escape. If you haven't seen that, and the Corsair, they're starting to have more of them on the ground. Mm-hmm. I think three or four of the Escapes, and at least one or two of the Corsairs right now. So there are lots of people coming in and looking at those. It's a brand new design for the Escape and the Corsair. Used to be called the MKC. This is a small smaller SUV platform. Okay. And then we have on the other thing that's brand new from Lincoln is the Aviator. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the all-new Ford Explorer, too, is new this year, too.
Wow.
Lots
of fun
Ford
for the eyes.
Yeah, Ford is really in a high, refreshing, lots of new product coming. I think the cadence is going to be very high over the next couple of years with all kinds of new product coming out all the time. But in the end, you know, that's just the fancy stuff as we're talking about the future. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now there's great deals, new and used cars. We've got specials on cars as low as $1,500 on the lot. So some of the times we're talking in these big dollars, right? Mm-hmm. And Lincoln Navigators and electric vehicles. And, you know, for a lot of people, that's not what they're interested in. A really good, reliable used car, that's the heart of our business, truthfully, is the, you know, helping people get reliable transportation, our great oil change program, those things are about adding value to our community and helping our customers, you know, solve all their transportation needs. So we look at that as a one big kind of continual cycle through your ownership of the vehicle, from your purchase through service and all the way to the next purchase, so on and so forth. It's really how we build our business model.
You got great people working back there.
Well, that's the whole key.
I gotta tell you, they are multitasking. You know what? Hey, I tell you what, I've never seen so many people run so fast and get her done. But they do a great job.
They make our business run, and obviously it's a team thing. Our team is everything to the dealership, and their support and teamwork, their ability to work together to really help us improve our processes. We were having a meeting this morning about that and how important it is for us to have a plan and all be together on the same page as we execute every day. And we work really hard on that. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts in a car dealership. And a lot of times most of the time when people come and they need us, they have a problem we've got to help them solve. And sometimes it's expensive, to solve these problems. So we really want to be good at helping you navigate those issues and help you with your maintenance, help you understand what your vehicle is going to need and help you keep it safe and reliable for you and your family when you're going forward. And when you need a new one, to be able to transition into that in a transparent and easy way.
Well, I tell you what, the folks that I've worked with in the past year with your group have been really good at identifying things that are going right, things that you might need to take a look at, and things that need attention right now. And it's done in a way where you don't feel like, you're getting anything more than just the information. And
it's
so
key. I mean,
and it's really refreshing.
Well, what we do, train them to really focus on the stuff that's going right with your vehicle.
Yeah,
I mean,
at
the end of the day, that's, you have, most of the time our customers have maintained their car pretty well. And a lot of times we can give you a heads up that maybe in the next couple visits, you might need to look at your tires or the battery. We have battery testers that show how much life is left, and if maybe the next cold front might be the last for that battery, we might want to replace it now. But we can tell when it's on the verge of that kind of stuff. We always have specials on all our services. We've got great deals right now on coolant fluid exchange and windshield and wiper blades at the Toyota side. You can save lots of money on those. A full synthetic oil change is discounted also. Mm-hmm. And then we've got some bundled service packages. If you want to put those things together, say a full synthetic oil change, a coolant exchange, and nitrogen tire inflation, which is another neat thing this time of year. If you're experiencing a tire indicator light going on and off, but your tire really isn't losing much air, it might change pressure a little bit. It could just be the temperature changes in the atmosphere. And nitrogen is just really stable and doesn't change as much as the oxygen in your tire. So that is an option there. And if you do all three of those services, it's normally going to be about $33 more. You can save $33 on that now. And then our premium service would add the genuine Toyota wiper blades to that. So the OEM wiper blade, which is really great, and you can save about $47.85 on those bundled services. So great deals on that. These all expire at the end of the month. Ford service has got similar deals on the packages where you can save actually even more. They've got a battery special now with the coolant exchange, a Motorcraft Max battery, and an engine air filter. That's a lot of good stuff if you need it. It's about $85 in savings on the deluxe package. So that's a really great deal. And those deals are on the website. If you have questions, go ahead and check it out there. All our vehicles are priced to sell online with great deals. There's a couple of ways to also use the websites to get information on your trade value or to start the process of actually selecting the vehicle you want and building your car deal. We've got tools out there now where you can kind of drive that yourself and say, if I like this one and a financer for this term and my credit is this and the trade is this, here's what the deal is going to look like. So you can do a lot of that now from the comfort of your home without having to come in to see us. In fact, if you want, we'll just take the vehicle to you. We'll be happy to deliver it out there so you can do the test drive, maybe check if it fits in your garage. That's a concern for a lot of people.
Yes.
And it depends, just depends on your vehicle needs. We see so many people that are really trying to, there's usually something driving the decision to purchase a new vehicle, right? Some kind of family change or kids are growing up, need more space, or have new children need that third row seat. Maybe I'm getting a car for my 16-year-old, and I want to have some safety equipment and be able to, Ford has systems now where you can set limits on the speed of the vehicle and some and make sure that there's no phone being used while the vehicle is in service. So, you know, there's just ways that you can control things and help make your life safer in vehicles. That's really critical today.
It is. It is. Well, I tell you what, dude, we're standing in a pretty interesting period of time here, especially when it comes to the car market. Like you said, you've got the new ones. You've got the ones that are carried over from the from 19, and of course the 18 models. If a car is in your future, folks, you got to see Brad. You got to see the folks at the
great dealers. Great used vehicle specials. Uh-huh. Went through last night myself and repriced a whole bunch of the used cars. Lowered the prices even more.
Wow.
So there's great deals this morning. If you've been looking out on the website at something, you might go check this morning and see if we lowered the price. It's all about this big sale going on this week. Through Monday, I mentioned it earlier, yeah. But we are having the first annual Dungis Family of Autos turkey giveaway. And there's no games or gimmick. It's just our way of saying happy Thanksgiving to the community. We're going to give you the opportunity to pay it forward, too, bring in some canned goods or other non-perishable items. We've got a collection of those, pretty good, large collection already of great stuff that we're going to give to Mary Martha. And we're just happy to do that. And you get your free, no-cost Thanksgiving turkey just for stopping by.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, I tell you what, this is really good. Now, if folks want to take a look at that Mach-E again, that's on the internet.
That's right. And if you don't have access to the internet, just come on into the dealership. Or if you want us to help you with it, we can do it at the store, too.
Uh-huh.
Our guys know how to do that. And, mm-hmm. and so, you know, you can go online and do it, but go to either Dungis Ford or to Ford.com, mm-hmm. and you'll find us there if you just look on Google and put in Mach-E. It's pretty easy.
Indeed.
Or give us a shout, give us a call, come on down to the dealership.
Just remember, just almost any day that ends in Y is a good day for a test drive.
That's right. Well, it is good. And, you know, that's one thing you can't do online. We sometimes focus on that because, you know, we see all, you know, from our perspective, we might have 300 or 400 people a day on our websites, mm-hmm. and we always wonder what it is they're looking for. And mm-hmm. and the truth is, you can't test drive the vehicle out there, but there's a lot of information,
sure.
and it's complicated today. There's so many models and mm-hmm. choices and trim levels and confusion about price and, you know, all kinds of people who want to put their opinion in. That, you know, most of them don't even really sell cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are just out there actually, you know, kind of selling leads to other people,
mm-hmm.
and it's the way the business works. Yeah. But, you know, what we try to focus on is having the right inventory on the ground at the right time. I think that's the very best advertising, is mm-hmm. having the right car for you, and then really treating you right when you come in, making it easy to purchase, and know that you got a fair deal, and then make it quick and simple for you, and so that you can get back to your life and to what's really important to you. And I know that's people's biggest frustration, I think, with car buying, is how long it takes. And, you know, some of that's our fault in that, mm-hmm. you know, we don't really explain what's going on. There's mm-hmm. a lot to purchasing a car, especially mm-hmm. if you're financing it. And, you know, we have a lot of obligations to you to make sure we do that right,
mm-hmm.
get, you know, paperwork right, title work right. We have relationships with lots of lenders that we can work with, but we have to meet all their requirements and make sure that we get you the very best deal that you can. And so that can take a little bit of time. But if you do that work online beforehand, or just give us a shout and we can help you get it started even without the computer, you know, it definitely can make it so that when you take delivery and you're doing the paperwork, it goes smoothly and quickly. It really doesn't take very long
we're
ready. It should, you know, 30 minutes, hour, or something like that. Once you've selected the vehicle. You know, there might be some additional time required to go over the vehicle. I mean, this, depending on the person, can, you know, lots of questions, and there's so much technology on that. And, you know, it really helps to spend some time, learn how to adjust that seat, learn how to operate the technology,
uh-huh.
the interface with your phone, or how to use the navigation. The last thing you want to do is not know about those tools. And
mm-hmm.
the other thing people have now today is lots of new safety stuff where the car might actually try to stop itself or keep you in lanes. And so you want to come in and do that before you purchase the vehicle.
Oh, yes.
You want to see what that's going to be like in a more controlled environment mm-hmm. before you're out there and experiencing your brand new vehicle mm-hmm. In a more of an emergency situation. And so we can help you with that, and we can help you understand the technology with some of our tools from mm-hmm. the manufacturers online. And, of course, all our great people are there to serve you.
All righty. Well, we will see you after Thanksgiving, of course.
Yes.
And so happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and to all your employers.
And happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.
All righty. And we will talk again here a week from tomorrow. And we've got news coming up here in just a moment here on K1. You've been listening to Car Talk on K1, the one you trust.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ.